If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week in about 4 minutes. Dr. Robert Marks, an orthopedic surgeon at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. He's published a book on anterior cruciate ligament injuries, prevention for athletes, the ACL solution. And it's written with the help of a physical therapist as well. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen again. Dr. Mike.
And I should say that the Hospital for Special Surgery is one of the few rated higher than the Cleveland Clinic in orthopedic surgery. It is rated number one by U.S. News and World Report and has been for a number of years. Dr. Marks is a key component of that. Being a specialist in the knee, and that's what we're talking about, the anterior cruciate ligament. Dr. Marks, is the reason athletes seem to be able to come back to playing better than they did 10 and 20 and 30 years ago, is that because of better surgery or better recovery or all of the above?
I think it's all of the above. We've learned a tremendous amount about knee surgery and the ACL in particular over the last 20, 30 years. So the surgery is done much differently. The rehabilitation is far more accelerated than it has been. 20 years ago, people were putting casts after ACL reconstruction, and now they start motion very, very early. So the rehabilitation and the surgery is much less invasive, and the rehabilitation is much more accelerated.
And is the rehabilitation a similar thing how different are prevention and rehabilitation?
That's a great question, Michael. I think the main thing is that when you're rehabilitating early on, first you want to just get the swelling down and the motion for the patient, and then work on strength until they're strong enough to do some light agility exercises and light jogging, usually around 4 months. And then somewhere between 6 months and 9 months, they start doing some things close to coming back to sports, what we call sports-specific exercises. And then somewhere, usually not before 6 months, but somewhere between 6 months and a year, they go back to sport. And where I think the two come together, prevention and rehabilitation, is really what you want to do right before they go back to sport is work on the prevention exercises. So just because they've had an injury doesn't mean it's too late, because people can re-injure their knee and also injure the other knee. They can tear the other ACL, and they happen with equal frequency, re-tearing the graft, re-tearing the fixed knee, and tearing the ACL and the other knee are about equal in frequency once people have the surgery. So someone who's torn their ACL, once they finish their rehabilitation, once they finish their recovery, they're a perfect person to target with the prevention exercises.
And now, do sports teams, when I was, I was a competitive athlete so long ago, we never did anything like this. Do sports teams now teach this? For example, do girls' basketball teams now routinely teach this type of exercise set? By the way, the book is The ACL Solution, Prevention and Recovery from Sports' Most Devastating Injury. The lead author is Robert G. Marks, M-A-R-X. The website, marx.com. Do sports teams routinely teach this now?
That's actually why I wrote the book. In medicine, the way it works, as you know, is that we come up with the findings, we discover things, such as that many ACL injuries can be prevented. But from the time that discovery is made till it's widely adopted that everyone's doing prevention can take a long time. Just like we know seatbelts worked, maybe 20, 30 years ago, many people didn't use the seatbelts, even though they knew they should. And nowadays, most people put on their seatbelt by reflex and feel kind of naked in a car without a seatbelt on. At least most and many people do. So I think it's like that with ACL prevention. I think we're at the point now where people know it works, but it's not being widely implemented. Now, there's certainly schools, a lot of the Division I female basketball programs, collegiate programs, are doing it. because they can't afford to have one of their stars go down with an ACL injury, and they know that many, many have. In female, because females are at much higher risk of ACL tears than males, high school basketball and soccer teams, female teams in particular, have multiple kids with ACL tears on average. They have, you know, two, three, four kids with ACL tears. And same thing in college. So if you have some of the top collegiate programs are doing it, but many, many high schools are not. And it's very easy to do. It's not that complicated. And it could be implemented as part of gym class. It could be part of the basketball warm-up for the varsity team or the JV team. But really, it could be a part of all kids' gym classes, a 10-minute warm-up a few times a week. It doesn't take much. So to answer your question, yes, it is being implemented some places, but certainly not anywhere near as much as it could and should be.
And in fact, one of the things that many of these are exercises you should eat, that many people do otherwise for strength. And so you could put these in an easy sequence, and not only gain strength and core strength as well. So you do the lunge and the squat as well as planks, and you teach dynamic exercises and how to do those both dynamically, and then how to jump and how to land and practice it. So I think this is a wonderful book that probably all of us. Now, when I say
Thank you.
I say, how important is it for us older folk to do it as opposed to the young kids?
Well, it depends. So I think if you're someone who does a little, let's say a little weight training and you ride a stationary bike, you're probably not going to tear your ACL. You're at pretty low risk. But there's a lot of folks now over 40, over 50, who are doing things like tennis, skiing, and those sports, particularly skiing. I see a lot of people in the winter over 40 tearing their ACL skiing. Often not going that fast. They just fall and twist awkwardly, largely oftentimes because their bindings are too tight. But there are other reasons too. And so those folks would benefit tremendously from doing these prevention exercises before the ski season or all year round, depending on what other activities they're involved in.
The book is The ACL Solution, Prevention and Recovery from Sports' Most Devastating Injuries. It's a wonderful book and really well illustrated. Robert G. Marks, M-A-R-X, M-D. You'll want to, in fact, call him if you're in any place near New York and have an injury. He's a pro at the knee and is one of the main pros at the Hospital for Special Surgery. But get this book if you've got kids or grandkids. This is a wonderful book to learn how to keep your knees intact. And the website, www.drrmarx.com. Thank you, Dr. Marks.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Joe, we're going to not have time for the tip of the week this week because I ran over.
That's fine. A lot of great information in that segment with Dr. Marks. To reach the show, 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com. Miss a segment, miss a guest, miss a topic, radiomd.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. With Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
You tune up your car and change the oil when it's running sluggish, right? Well, then how come when you're feeling low and sluggish, you aren't doing something about it? D-Herbs can help with their full body cleanse or dozens of other healthy, all-natural supplements and products. It's time to finally do something for you. Take a look at D-Herbs quality all-natural products, and you get a free gift, famous D-Herbs all-natural, all-herbal cleansing tea and an ebook with important life-changing information that you can download. It's called The Power of Cleansing. You can heal from any disease. Just go to freedherbs.com. That's free, the letter D, herbs.com, and claim your free herbal cleansing tea. You just pay a small shipping fee for that, and then you can download your free ebook on the wonders of healing cleansing. You'll also get a 15% off discount code if you should decide to make a purchase. Free gifts for you, plus a special gift of better health. freedherbs.com. freedherbs.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.